On our morning show today from WRCO, we welcome the guy who's been on the morning show probably more than anyone over the years. Mr. Steve Kohlstedt is here. How you doing, Steve?
I am doing great. How are you doing, Phil?
We're doing great.
You know, these are just the opportunity for you and I to get together and just talk. Just, you know, isn't that a good time?
Shoot the breeze. Exactly.
But today I'm going to talk about a pancake supper that the Kiwanis Club is hosting. It's going to be on July 8th. We're starting it a little early, and part of that is because the ladies at the senior center like to have their meal a little earlier. So it's 4:30 is when we're going to start it, and we're going to run until 7 o'clock. It's going to be pancakes and applesauce and syrup and cherries and a beverage and sausage, the same stuff that we usually do for a pancake supper. And this is the July one because we're getting ready for our backpack program, and this is kind of the season to kick it off in July. All the money that we raise from this particular event goes out to help families in our community that are looking for some help with buying the products that really, really provide education to their kids. A backpack full of materials that will start their school year off, you know, in a really, really good way. And so we're really looking for, you know, a turnout from the community like we always do. And we ask for a goodwill donation. We don't set a price on this. This is just an opportunity for people to come out, enjoy a hot meal, have some conversation with someone they really, really like, or find somebody else they don't know, and enjoy the meal together. And this is a chance, because it's a goodwill offering, that you know, you could bring a few people out, throw a few bucks in, and tell them that you're buying their supper. And that'd be a great thing, too.
That was always exciting back in the day when mother would make breakfast for supper. And this is kind of like what you're doing here.
Yeah, at my house, because I come from a German family, it was potato pancakes for supper. And what it amounts to is we had to shred the potatoes and we grind them up in a meat grinder so it'd get really, really fine. And of course, I have four brothers and a sister. And you know, mom usually cut us off after about 10. 10 apiece, and she started cutting us off, and or else we had to grind up a few more potatoes.
I see. These won't be potato pancakes, but they are good pancakes, aren't they?
They are. You know, they are a pancake that we use a few special ingredients in when we mix them up, that type of thing, but I'm not allowed to share that with the public. It's all legal. A lot of people like them, and we like to grill them right out in front of you. We make them right in front, so they're hot off of the griddle and right onto your plate, and then you can go down the line and get all the additions that are necessary for your meal. And we do have carryouts, so if someone wants to come and maybe take a couple of carryouts home with them, that type of thing, or whatever, we have carryouts, and we do that usually a lot of time towards the end when people are in a real big hurry. We'll provide a bunch of carryouts, but we have carryouts, and all you have to do is ask when you're going through the line, can I have a carryout, and we can make it happen.
It was spring training for the Kiwanis earlier. I know you had a meal for the Grace folks, and that day I got a chance to sample them. But you had the Girl Scouts there helping you out as well. Do you have some other clubs that help you?
Well, we're looking for the Key Club,
okay,
to come and provide some help for us. They're generally pretty good in the summertime and all year round. I mean, our Key Club has about 40 members, high school members, and They get some service hours from it, but generally speaking, they just have a lot of fun meeting the community. And that's what I really like about this, is that if we can get young people to meet the community, have an idea what's going on, that type of thing, maybe in another year or two, they have some ideas that they can press on and make some things happen themselves. I mean, that's, I think, what any type of youth organization that works with civic clubs does, is learn how to organize, how to lead, how to talk to people, and how to make an impression in their own community.
You mentioned you're raising money for the backpacks program. Was it a big year last year? I mean, what were the numbers like, Steve?
Last year, you know, the biggest year we ever had, Phil, was 280 backpacks and 120 families. Last year was down a little bit. We actually did about 200 backpacks and around 100 families last year. But the key thing is that the need is still there, and the price of the product continues to go up. We order based on a sign-up, and the sign-up for the backpack program is going to be on Wednesday or on Saturday, August 1st, from 9 to 11 at the Richland Center Community Center, and then again on August 5th from 5 to 7. Now, it's still a month before the school starts, but the key thing about it, Dave Kepler has been in charge of ordering product for us probably for the last 10 years. And Dave needs that type of time to get the materials, the product, to fill this type of order up for us. So we ask people to sign up in advance so that we can have product available. And when you start thinking about, 200 backpacks, someplace around, $40-$50 in product, we do have to have that type of time frame. So we encourage anyway. Now, this is open to any school district. So maybe we're the Richland Center Kiwanis Club, but I'm in Riverdale, or I'm in Kickapoo, or I'm in Ithaca, or maybe even Weston, or, you know, those school districts. If you feel you're in need, just sign up, and we'll provide the backpacks for you. We don't look at school districts. We look at kids in need and families in need. And those are the parameters for the program. So, I mean, if you think that if you're 30 miles away and listening to this and you feel that you could really use this program, sign up.
What do you pack them with? Is it different for like a potential kindergartner than it is for an older student?
Actually, that's a really great question, Phil, because what it amounts to is that we go in stages. We go from pre-K to second grade is one group of kids. And then third grade through sixth grade is another group of kids. And then seventh grade through high school is the third group. So we have three different groups. Now, some teachers require a certain amount of, you should have this, 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 and this. And what we look at is we can provide most of that in this grouping, this age grouping, but maybe the parents might have to buy a few items, but most of it will be in this backpack.
Yeah, the basics like notebooks and
correct.
Pencils
notebooks
and pens.
Notebooks and crayons and erasers. Sometimes it's protractors and sometimes it's lined paper or maybe even a file. A file book, or it's folders. I mean, all of that's provided. Sometimes they're color-coded. Sometimes it's what we have left. But we try and provide a large amount. And usually what you get is you get a bag full of the product because we color-code the bag. If, for example, you sign up and I've got a pre-K, I have a third grader, and I have an eighth grader, they'll get three different colored bags because that's how. But then they can go and pick out whatever color backpack they want, and they can put their materials in it, or they can carry the bags home and put them in later on.
The key is to sign up. Have you determined a date when the pickup will be then?
Actually, it'll be the Monday before school starts. And we haven't said it yet. That's a, you know, Amy Forehand is the coordinator for the program, and Amy will set that up, and we'll have that date at the time of sign up, but I don't have the date today.
Okay. So the key is just to sign up and get ready for school. It's an exciting time, but for a family, you know, it could be a real load, especially if you have several children to get ready for.
Yeah, or sometimes if you're going through some money situations, or maybe you've had a little bad luck in the year or whatever, you know, the key thing is that we want kids to start on the same page as everybody else. So have all your materials, have that in your hands, that type of stuff. And if you're listening out there, and maybe you're a grandparent, and you know that family members of yours are in that particular situation, you know, if you want to sign up for them and let them know you're signing up, that's appropriate. Because, you know, sometimes people are afraid to sign up. Because what would it look like or whatever? The key thing about it is that, you know, this is something that we're providing so kids and families, first of all, get some financial relief, but it gives the kids an opportunity for a head start. I mean, they can go to school and they have all the product, all the materials available, so they get a good start in education. And education is what it's about.
You bet. And no one knows where the product came from either, right?
Correct. The product's coming from a Kiwanis club, and part of the reason we raise money is to support the kids in our community, and this is just one of those fundraisers. It's coupled with a number of other ones, obviously, but this is the one that we put down. And, you know, some clubs have a whole bunch of different things they do. To us, this is probably our key mark project. This is one that we raise money for, and we invest in the community an awful lot of money in this project.
And do the backpack thing, and you also do the coats for kids a little bit later on in the season.
You know, too. In October, we'll have another pancake supper,
yep.
And we'll have a coats for kids project. You know, we'll be flipping some cakes for that, too, but also a thing that we usually give out 120 to 150 coats in this community to people in need at no charge to them.
That's wonderful. It won't be long when we're talking about the Richland County Fair either.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to provide Premier Cooperative. It's already signed on to provide a free breakfast to all of the exhibitors and that have animals at the fair. And their families, so that when they get there early in the morning at about 6 o'clock, they can come up and catch a good breakfast before they start the day. And Premier, you know, there's a lot of businesses in our community that just support all of us. And, you know, I listened to the Lions talk the other day about all the support. And our businesses are great. I mean, they help us, they support us. They provide us with product when we need it or supplies when we need it. And I just want to put a plug out. You know, I could go down the whole list of people, but local business, I mean, they are really the backbone of civic clubs like ours because they're so helpful in helping us guide our way through some of these issues.
Yeah, very well said. So the basic bottom line, the reason you're here is you want people to come out Wednesday, July 8th, and even if maybe they have a conflict, you can still donate, go in the door and drop some money in the plate.
Correct. Right? I mean, if you don't have time to eat, that's fine. If you don't have time to eat, get the carry out and take it home with you.
Good idea.
I mean, we have just got all kinds of product. We are not going to run out. You know, we have more pancake mix than you can shake a stick at. And you've already been to one of ours already. And we didn't run out of anything when you guys were there. Am I right, Phil?
No, I mean, yeah, you thought you would when you saw me show up. But
I know it. But, you know, the 8 pancakes you had, I mean, that's pretty easy stuff, Phil. Just
that wasn't like the Colstead boys back in the day, but
that's true.
I was
getting
there.
That's true. You know, some of those Colstead boys could pack her in. I'm not all that sure I was the only one.
I'm guessing not. Well, always good to see you. You're wearing proudly a Wyota home talent baseball jersey,
one
too.
One of the many teams that I played baseball for, and this one is in honor of Aaron Lancaster, my nephew, who passed away of cancer a few years ago. But I wear it with a lot of pride. You know, I played home talent baseball for a lot of years and met a lot of good people, and you know, you still think about some of those great people you've met that you still rub shoulders with today.
You were a journeyman in the league. How many teams did you play for?
I think it was seven.
Seven.
Yeah, it started out, I grew up in Darlington, so it started out with teams down there. And as I moved around the state a little bit, I played for some other people, but ended up here with, I think it was Ithaca. I think his name was Kevin Hauser, started a team there that maybe your brother-in-law played for too. And then it was Ithaca, Richland Center, and eventually I went back to Richland Center, and that's the last team I played for. Long time ago, though, Phil. Mm-hmm. Long time ago. But you were young. You were announcing. You actually, every time I made an error, you singled me out, you know, that type of thing.
Not me. No, that must have been somebody
else. Yeah, it was you. It was you. But that's okay. I didn't make tons of errors, but I had a good time doing it.
Good memories. Yeah. Thanks for all you do. And the Kiwanis, we salute you because you do so much for the community.
Thank you. And I just hope the community comes out and, for a few bucks, you can have a good meal and it'll help the kids in our community.
Wednesday, July 8th, 4:30 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Happy 4th, Steve.
And you too, Phil. You know, spoil your grandchildren rotten. I'll do the same.
Absolutely. Sugar them up and send them home, right? Something like that.
Something like that.
Steve Kohlstedt joining us in the first part of the morning show.